Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're diving into a cyber threat called Void Proxy. And this isn't just your run-of-the-mill phishing
No,
attempt.
not at all.
It feels like a pretty significant evolution in attack methods. It's really aiming at the big players, widely used business platforms like Microsoft 365, Google Workspace. We need to understand what makes it so dangerous.
That's exactly right. Void Proxy, it's more than just a new name. It really marks a shift, a profound shift in how these credential theft campaigns are being run now.
A shift how?
Well, its capabilities are pretty advanced, so we need to get down to the fundamentals. Our mission today in this deep dive is really to dissect its core architecture,
Okay.
look at how it operates precisely, understand why it's so good at slipping past standard defenses, and most importantly, figure out what you, our listeners, can actually do to protect yourselves and your organizations.
All right. So the big picture first. What is Void Proxy at its core? I've seen it called a phishing as a service platform. What does that actually mean? Does that service model make these really sophisticated attacks, well, easier for more criminals to get their hands on, like a toolkit?
Yeah, that as a service model is, well, that's a key part of what's fascinating and worrying here. It basically democratizes these advanced attacks.
Democratizes them.
Yeah, it takes them out of the hands of just, the top tier, maybe state-sponsored groups, and offers a ready-made subscription-based toolkit so a much wider range of attackers can use it.
Okay, that's not good.
Not good at all. And technically, at its heart, the platform uses something called adversary in the middle positioning, ATM.
Adversary in the middle. Okay.
And this isn't just about passively grabbing your login details after you type them in. It's about real-time interception.
Real time.
Yes, Void Proxy essentially plants itself right between you and the real service, like Microsoft or Google, and it captures simultaneously your username, your password, your multi-factor authentication token.
The MFA token, too.
The MFA token, too, and crucially, your active session cookie. This complete real-time data harvesting lets attackers just bypass multiple security layers that companies usually rely on.
Wow, that real-time part is,
Doopy.
yeah, that's chilling. So it's not like taking a photo of your credentials. It's more like watching a live feed of you logging in.
Exactly.
And if they get that active session cookie, am I right in thinking that means they've basically stolen your current logged-in state? They don't need the password or MFA again?
You've absolutely nailed the critical distinction there. A password lets an attacker try to log in as you. Might work, might not.
Right.
But an active session cookie means they are logged in as you right now, without needing your password, without needing another MFA code.
So say.
It's the difference between stealing the key to your house and actually teleporting inside while you're already there.
Okay, that's a powerful analogy.
That cookie gives them persistent access, often for hours, maybe even days. No more authentication needed. The cookie itself is proof of a current successful login. They just replay it. Instant access.
Okay, so we know what it does, which is scary enough, but how does it even get started? How does it sneak in? Because we're definitely not talking about those old emails with terrible spelling anymore, are we?
No, definitely not. The initial attack vector is remarkably clever, deceptive. These Void Proxy campaigns often start by compromising accounts within established, legitimate email marketing
Oh,
platforms.
wait, legitimate platforms, like which ones?
We're talking services people recognize and trust, like Constant Contact, ActiveCampaign, Notify Visitors, those kinds of platforms.
Sure.
By using these trusted services, the first email they send out gains instant credibility. It looks real.
Right, because it's coming from a real service.
Exactly. So it sails past a lot of basic email security filters, lands right in your inbox. Then these messages have shortened URLs in them.
Okay.
But here's where it gets really interesting. Clicking that link doesn't just take you to the fake login page. Oh no.
What happened?
It kicks off this complex redirection chain. It bounces you around a few times. It's specifically designed to shake off automated detection systems and hide the real destination, both from scanners and, frankly, from the user.
So it's like a digital shell game. You click here, get bounced there, then over there, and by the time you land, it's hard to tell how you even got there.
Precisely. It obscures the origin.
That really highlights how basic phishing awareness, check the sender, isn't enough. You have to be wary of these complex redirects too.
Absolutely. And this whole deceptive approach runs deep right into their infrastructure. The operators behind Void Proxy, they use disposable, low-cost, top-level domains.
Like what kind of domains?
Think extensions like .icu, .sbs, .cfd, .xyz, .top, .home, those kinds.
The really cheap ones.
Yeah, they're affordable, they're expendable. easy to register, easy to burn once they get flagged, like burner phones, but for websites.
Okay. Use and discard.
Right. And then all their malicious sites operate behind Cloudflare's content delivery network, the CDN.
Cloudflare. But isn't that a legitimate service used for protection?
It is, and they use it for multiple strategic reasons. First, yes, it helps hide the actual location of their servers from investigators, makes them harder to find.
Okay.
Second, Cloudflare provides legitimate-looking SSL certificates, so you see that padlock icon in your browser.
Right, the symbol for a secure site.
Which tricks users into thinking the site is trustworthy. And third, there's more.
More.
Oh, yes. They use a multi-stage filtering system. It often starts with Cloudflare CAPI CHA challenges.
The prove your human tests.
Exactly. Those serve two purposes. They block automated security scanners trying to find the phishing page, but they also, counterintuitively, make the site feel more legitimate to a real person.
Huh. Because real sites use CAPI CHAs.
Precisely. After the CAPI CHA, they often use something called Cloudflare Worker Environments. These are like little bits of code running right at the edge of Cloudflare's network.
And what do those do?
They analyze the visitor in real time. Based on various factors, are you coming from the right region, the right type of device? Does your profile match the target? They make an instant decision.
A decision like what?
If you look like the intended target, boom, you get served a pixel-perfect copy of the Microsoft or Google login page. Looks absolutely real.
And if you don't, if you're a researcher or a scammer,
then you get redirected to some harmless page, a generic welcome page, maybe Google itself. Nothing suspicious to see. It's like a very selective digital bouncer, only letting the right victims into the malicious part of the site.
That is incredibly sneaky.
Yeah.
Controlling who even sees the fake page.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to the moment of truth. The victim sees this perfect replica. They enter their username and password. What's this real-time proxy doing then?
Right. This is where Void Proxy really earns its keep for the attackers. When you type your data into that fake form, it's not just like stored somewhere for later.
No.
It's immediately forwarded in real time through Void Proxy to the actual Microsoft or Google server.
It sends it to the real servers?
Mm, yes. And this is critical. Because it means standard security alerts like, you know, too many failed logins or unusual activity, they often don't trigger.
Why not?
Because from Microsoft's or Google's point of view, it looks like a legitimate login attempt. Maybe coming from a slightly weird place, but it's using the correct credentials proxied through Void Proxy.
Okay.
And during this live forwarding, Void Proxy is sitting there capturing everything. Not just the username and password you entered first, but crucially, any multi-factor authentication code you provide right after.
Ah, so it grabs the MFA code as you type it in?
As you type it in real time, which lets the attackers complete the entire login sequence successfully on the real site, almost simultaneously.
So this raises a huge question then. Does MFA, multi-factor authentication, even help against Void Proxy?
That's the painful question, isn't it? And the answer is, well, standard MFA, like the time-based codes from an app or SMS codes, it offers pretty limited protection here.
Limited what?
Because Void Proxy intercepts that second factor, that code, just as you provide it. It grabs it and uses it immediately to finish the login on the real service. It essentially steals the second factor in real time along with the first.
Wow. So it's not just getting the pieces of the login puzzle, it's actually solving the puzzle for the attacker right then and there.
That's a good way to put it.
And then the session cookies, you mentioned those earlier as the really critical part.
Yeah.
How does it grab those and why is that the ultimate prize?
Absolutely. So after you successfully authenticate username, password, MFA code, all proxied and verified by the real service, the legitimate service, Microsoft, Google, sends back an authentication cookie to your browser. This cookie proves you're logged in.
Right. Keeps you logged in so you don't have to type your password on every page.
Exactly. But because Void Proxy is sitting in the middle, it sees that cookie being sent back and it makes an identical copy for the attacker.
It just duplicates the cookie.
Duplicates it. And these stolen cookies, along with the credentials, are immediately available to the attackers through a centralized administrative interface. Like a dashboard.
A dashboard of stolen access.
Pretty much. It gives them organized access to all the credentials they've harvested and, crucially, these ready-to-use active sessions. They don't need to authenticate again. They just take that stolen cookie, inject it into their own browser.
And they're in.
And they are simply in. Logged in as you. Accessing your work email, your files, your company's internal apps. And they can potentially stay logged in for hours, maybe days, just quietly looking around, stealing data, all thanks to that replicated session cookie. That's why it's such a high-value target for them.
Yeah, that's a really sobering thought. The idea that they can just persist, stay logged in long after that initial click, deeply unsettling. So, okay, what does this mean for us? For companies, for individuals, what can we actually do to build up our defenses against something this sophisticated? Build that digital fort.
It really requires a multi-layered approach. There's no single silver bullet, unfortunately. We have to acknowledge this isn't a single point of failure kind of attack.
Right. So what layers are we talking about for organizations?
Okay. For organizations, a few key defenses come to mind. First, restricting access to sensitive applications only from managed company-owned devices.
How does that help?
It adds a barrier. Even if they steal a session cookie on your personal unmanaged laptop, they can't easily use that cookie to access sensitive corporate resources that require a managed device. It adds a hardware check.
Okay, that makes sense.
What else? Second, implementing strong risk-based access controls. These systems look beyond just the password and MFA. They analyze login patterns, device health, network location.
Like, is this login coming from a usual place? At a usual time.
Exactly. And if something looks suspicious, the system can demand extra proof, maybe step up authentication, or just block access entirely. The key is these controls need to actively enforce policy, not just log alerts.
Got it. Active enforcement.
Third, consider IP session binding, especially for administrative applications. This ties an active login session to a specific IP address.
So if the attacker steals the cookie,
they can't use it from their own IP address. It would only be valid from the victim's original network. This seriously limits how useful stolen cookies are.
Okay, that sounds powerful.
And fourth, mandate reauthentication for sensitive actions. Even if someone is already logged in, make them prove their identity again before they can, say, change security settings, download bulk data, or access critical systems. It's an extra checkpoint.
Okay, those are good organizational strategies. What about technology? Are there specific tools or types of authentication that work better?
Yes, absolutely. From a tech perspective, implementing phishing-resistant authentication technologies is really paramount now.
Phishing-resistant, like what?
Think about systems like Okta FastPass or using hardware security keys like YubiKeys that support standards like FIDO2 or WebAuthn.
How do those help against void proxies specifically?
These methods cryptographically bind the authentication process to the legitimate website domain. Even if a user clicks on a phishing link and lands on a perfect replica site like Void Proxy uses,
yeah,
the authentication just won't work on the fake site. The browser or the security key knows it's not the real deal. It often provides clear warnings or simply prevents the credential exchange. They are specifically designed to defeat this kind of adversary-in-the-middle attack. The key takeaway really is move beyond standard app or SMS-based MFA if you can.
Right. Upgrade the MFA. Okay, that's crucial. Now, what about us, the individuals, the employees? What should we do if we even suspect we might have clicked something bad or entered details somewhere sketchy? Because these are so convincing.
Yeah, you're right. It might not be immediately obvious you've been hit, but if you have any suspicion maybe a link felt a bit off or you saw a login notification you didn't expect.
What's the first step?
First step, number one, immediately report it to your IT security team. Don't wait. Don't feel embarrassed. Just report it. Speed is critical.
Report immediately. Then what?
Then change your passwords, especially for the account you think might be compromised, but maybe others too. Revoke active sessions if your account settings allow it. Look for options like sign out everywhere. And monitor your accounts closely for any unauthorized emails sent, files accessed, settings changed, anything unusual.
And for the organizations, what should they be doing once an incident is reported?
They need to review recent administrative actions on that account, check access logs, look for anything suspicious that happened right after the suspected compromise. And in terms of detection indicators generally.
Yeah, what should people look out for?
Individuals should watch for unusual login patterns like a login from a country you've never been to or authentication attempts from devices you don't recognize. Organizations can monitor for logins from previously unseen IP addresses or devices, especially if they're immediately followed by high privilege actions on that account.
Okay. And this all really brings it back to user education too, doesn't it? Because like we said, Void Proxy uses legitimate platforms, complex redirects. It can get past a lot of the tech defenses. The users were still a vital line of defense.
Absolutely vital. But the education needs to evolve beyond just look for spelling errors. People need to understand these more sophisticated social engineering tactics.
Definitely. The game has changed. So let's try to wrap this deep dive up. Void Proxy. It's a seriously advanced threat. That phishing as a service model makes it accessible. It's real-time proxy function, stealing MFA codes, and especially grabbing those active session cookies.
Yes.
That's the core danger.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, its sneaky infrastructure using legit platforms in Cloudflare makes it incredibly hard to spot. And while it could hit anyone using Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace, you mentioned it seems particularly focused.
Yeah, the evidence suggests it often targets organizations with valuable data or direct financial access. Think healthcare, finance, and the technology sectors. They seem to be prime targets. It's a really formidable opponent out there. It truly is. And understanding these evolving threats, knowing how they bypass older defenses, that knowledge is really the first, most crucial step. It empowers us to put the right protections in place and respond effectively if the worst happens. It's definitely a continuous learning curve.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power here. And as we close out, I want to leave you, our listener, with something to think about. What stands out to you about how quickly these threats like Void Proxy are evolving? And maybe more importantly, what concrete steps will you take starting today to harden your own digital perimeter, knowing that attackers are constantly, relentlessly innovating? Stay vigilant, everyone. Stay informed and stay secure.